Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the power of thought. We know that what discerns and differentiates us from the animal world is our power of thought that allows us to develop and do many other things. And we'd like to learn what can we do with this force in order to make the best out of life. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, there's this common thought that says that we create our reality by our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and actually the reins are in your hands. You want to create a good life for yourself. You want to prevent bad things. Think what you want, prevent what you don't want, live in the state you already want to be in, and then you'll realize the kind of life that you want. Like, reality is this big store that I simply have to know how to change my thoughts, and then I can get anything I want from it. What does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about this approach, about the power of our thought, about our ability to influence reality with our thoughts? Yes, as it says, everything is scrutinized in thought, and it's true. What do you mean? It means that a person can change himself, and through himself, the entire reality that he feels only by the power of thought. If he wants to control his desire, which is his main force, then he can do it by the power of thought. And then, actually, everything is spread out before him. The power of thought is the main and highest force in a person, that if a person strengthens it, then eventually, from all these thoughts, he can start determining reality. The thing is that the reality that we feel, all of it depends on our thoughts. By our thoughts, we form, shape, and build our reality. Meaning that, if now I see, feel, hear, and sure, through all of my five senses, I sense reality, the reality that I'm in. This is because this is how I have arranged this reality with my thoughts. And it's not that this reality exists in and of itself, but I, by my thoughts, form it, create it. And I can change it with my thoughts and to feel myself in a completely different reality. Therefore, the power of thought is the main force. Now, the question is, how can we control our power of thought? That the thought controls the desire, this is also clear to us, and that the desire controls the thoughts. They mutually influence each other. Let's put it that way. Now, the question is, how do I change the power of thought? And also the power of desire. Let's not separate them so much. The easiest way to do it is by the environment. If I'm in an environment that is full of different thoughts and feelings, sensations of a certain kind, then I can catch it from them like a virus. They influence me. And if so, I'm influenced by them already, and I change. And by that, I change my reality, my perception of reality, my thought about it, and in general, reality itself, I can change it. Only for this, I need greater forces. We exist within our five senses of hearing, seeing, smell, taste, touch, and in them, all in all, we feel the reality that we live in. This is liquid, this is solid, this is gas, and so on. Meaning, it's all clear. But I can change this reality by changing my senses. And this isn't that clear how to do it. This isn't that simple. Because this is how I was born, and this is how I live. I see that my world is the still, vegetative, animate, the speaking, and my thoughts are only about how do I relate to them. And that's it. But no. Suddenly I find a very special method called the wisdom of Kabbalah that explains that what I receive in my senses, it's not that it's necessarily some kind of absolute. No. But that I can change it. How? By changing my senses. Meaning, that if I want to change reality, I don't have to change something on the outside, I have to change something on the inside, inside myself, and then reality will change. Because this reality doesn't exist outside of me. This is what I feel and depict inside myself. And you also don't exist. You exist in a reality that I'm creating now, and how good it really is. I can be without you, alone, on my own, everywhere. How do you do it? By the power of thought. That if I can influence my thoughts, then, with the help of my thoughts, I can elevate myself above my desires. And then, I can process my desires into a state where they will work differently, in a different way, not in reception, but in giving. And then, it's not that I simply extend my desire that I see more or hear more, like with a big ear or something. No. But by that, I change myself from absorbing everything from the outside in to being someone who actually emits everything from the inside out. Meaning that instead of an absorption system that absorbs from the outside, I become an emitting system that emits outwards, meaning to the benefit of the environment. Like previously, I was all the time concerned with receiving good things for myself, into myself. If this is how I change myself, and this is a cardinal change, really. Then, by this, I start seeing a different world. Only by the power of thought. Nothing else happens here. The world continues as is. Nothing changes. Only I start seeing the world arranged in a new way. And all that by the power of thought. What changes in the world? What changes is that on the one hand it says that the world is as it is. On the one hand. On the other hand, I start feeling how the world becomes planned and programmed differently. How it works according to a different program in a completely different direction. How the entire world is controlled by one force. How it's arranged by this one force, which is the force of love and bestowal and connection. that exists in the entire world, and all that by changing my thought, that no longer my desires are the main thing, the desires change according to the extent to which I influence them by changing my thought. So we described something pretty deep here. It's not that my desires change from one desire to another, but that my entire mechanism changes from absorption to giving. And this is what changes how I see reality. Yeah. Okay, so many times I see that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about something very complete and deep. And you can hear partial and maybe superficial parts of that idea in other places. So, for example, people think that if they'll change their thoughts in order to achieve something that they want to achieve in reality, not that reality will change, but that in their life they'll experience what they want, that they'll achieve their aspirations and so on. Will achieve or will experience it. They think that if they'll try and change their thoughts and desires now as if it already exists, then they'll come closer to what they want. Yes, maybe. Could be. It'll give them a drive to attain what they want. Yeah. So, does our imagination, do our thoughts really draw into our life things that we think about and feel? Are we like a kind of magnet that what we think and feel? But for this, I have to control reality with my thoughts. Can I? I can. But this is already an artistry called the wisdom of Kabbalah. So I want to know exactly what can my power of thought change in reality and what can't it. I'll give you two examples. For example, God forbid, a person is really ill. Can he be cured by the power of thought? This is one picture. Another picture, a positive one. A person really wants to get a certain job, and he exerts his full power of thought into it. Is he accepted or not? In both cases, could I change reality by the power of my thoughts? Or you're saying, look, you can land a certain job by your power of thought, but I'm not sure that you can be cured, that you can cure yourself by it. The boundary of man's power of thought depends on the extent to which his thought is good. Can you define good? Good to the whole of reality, infinite, in accordance with the state that is revealed to him. Maybe I want for everything to change so much for the better, but reality is still, it's in a certain form where it can't absorb it and exist in a different way. Meaning, here, I have to relate myself to a state, it's hard to explain this, to a state in which reality is in. Meaning, on the one hand, I'm saying that I can form, shape reality by the power of my thoughts the way I want it. Right. On the other hand, I have to take reality into consideration that I can't turn it any which way I want with my thoughts. But if I want to benefit reality as it currently is, then I'm boundless. Because still, in this world, we exist in a limited way. Even that a Kabbalist exists in this world and he can bring about great changes, but still, he's adhered to a certain form in time, history, geography. He's still limited. There are limitations here, and therefore a person can't simply influence all of reality for it to entirely disappear, and instead of it, there will be heaven for everyone. Everyone meaning who? Everyone's in my perception. Everyone as if exists inside of me. I'm included of everyone. Yes and no. There are problems in the explanation of reality here that we still can't skip over. Okay. Is my power of thought limited in terms of my ability to reach a better reality for myself? Can I achieve anything that I want if I become proficient in my ability to use my power of thought? Yes, if you'll exactly know what to your benefit means, and that to your benefit and to the benefit of the whole of reality will be one and the same, then undoubtedly you'll be able to attain anything. Okay, suppose someone really needs something now, a spouse or a job. What is that change that he has to make in order to have the sufficient power of thought in order to attain it? Again, don't think that you can solve all the problems. So this is what we're asking, what can we and what can't we? It's in accordance with the state of the world. I don't understand. What is the boundary between those things that I can or can't solve by the power of my thoughts? Even in regard to my personal problems, which can I and which can't I solve by the power of my thought? There's the general and there's the particular correction. In your particular correction, in relation to the general correction, you can do a lot. However, you can influence the general correction just a bit, according to your particular soul, even if it's completely corrected. But I also felt that there's a difference between the way in which you describe the change that a person makes, that he actually changes himself from reception to bestowal, and the attitude that says that it's simply enough to think about what I want. I don't change my inclination towards anyone. I simply think about what I want. Is that enough to attain what we want? Thinking about what I want, will it allow me to achieve it? If your thought is truly in order to do good to the world, I don't know, not necessarily, then we're not talking about that. Then you can change reality. You can change reality only by a good and pure thought. Just a second. This I have to understand. Otherwise, reality will continue flowing as is. Suppose I want to get a good job for myself. Yeah. So how do I now activate my power of thought in order to attain it so it will also be in accordance with the well-being of the world, so it'll pan out? Are you going to get this job to your own benefit now? Of course, I have to realize myself, I have to make a living so that I'll be better off. Then better sit at home. What do you mean? That you won't be able to change it by higher upper tools and vessels, but with what you have in this world. Meaning, get better skills and get the job. Yeah. Okay. For this, I don't need anyone. This I understand. I'm asking only about the power of thought. The power of thought is the power of good. It's the force of good that's supposed to be. That only if you can direct your thoughts at good things and only, and not what seems to you as good, because everyone justifies themselves, but that it's really good in regard to the purpose of creation, in relation to the purpose of the advancement of all of mankind. If you're in accordance with that, then you can go and get that position, because all of your thoughts are meant to advance mankind and pull them with you in the direction of good. But if love another as thyself is not what you want to achieve by this new job, that this is what you want to circulate by it, then better don't do anything. What's the difference between the power of thought and love another as thyself? The power of thought is perceived as something personal, inner, that you said is also related to the mechanism of my desires and everything. So this intimate thing that a person has to become proficient in, how is that related to love another as thyself, which is as if a person's attitude towards others? You want to succeed by the hidden forces of nature. This is what you're asking. How can I, by special thoughts, change reality to my benefit? So I'm telling you, you will be able to change reality to your benefit if you're thinking of changing it to the benefit of others. by the power of my thought? Yes. My power of thought, is it related to love of others? Yeah. But it's my power of thought. If it's yours, then you're like any other animal, you're a beast, and you can't use the spiritual power of thought. So if my thoughts do not transpass my personal interests, then they're still not considered to be thoughts from a higher level, and there's nothing higher about them. It's a beast. It's man in this world. And he has no spirituality or the ability to change the world by his thoughts. Who can change reality by the power of their thought? He, for whom the well-being of the world or his own well-being are one and the same. And then how does he activate his power of thought in order to get a job or anything? He activates his power of thought by love towards or love of others. Which means what? He activates it. For him, love of others is an active force. And then his thought acts in it. And everything is scrutinized and done by the thought. He starts operating reality with his thoughts, within his boundaries and limitations of where he lives and how beneficial it is to the general system of the souls, and this is how he advances all of mankind. How does something that as if happens in my thoughts influence reality so much? The entire universe, even if you talk to scientists, astronomers that are studying the universe, then they'll tell you that the entire universe is a thought. Right. You heard about this. Yes. Because this is how they feel it, that everything that we see, the galaxies, stars, it's all a thought. It's something that speaks. But about what? They can't say. They can't grasp it. And a person that yearns for it through love of others, that comes out of himself, then he can grasp it. What does he grasp? He grasps the attitude of the good that does good. Of whom? Of the universe, of the general force. You can call it the creator or nature. So the universe is one general good thought? Yeah? And how can I perceive, grasp it? This good general thought applies to me too? To everyone? Even you? So how can I grasp it and bring it into my life? If you'll be like that thought, if your thought and that thought will be close, this is how I change reality for the better. Yeah? So changing my reality for the better is something that is related to the extent to which I suit the general thought that acts in reality. Yes, this general power of thought that acts in reality is called the thought of creation. It's the creator, it's nature. The closer we are to nature, accordingly, we can participate in this entire process that we're going through creatively, and we can seriously advance our entire development for the better. For the better is something that you said many times, so I want to ask about this. Going back to the example where I want to get a certain job, you said, if you're thinking only about yourself and this job is only or for you to improve your situation, then do what you're used to doing in this world. The power of thought won't really help you here. But if by getting this job you want to live and advance and love another as thyself, then to that you can add the power of thought. Is that correct? Then you add to that this great big general power of thought of all of creation. And then, yes, you can truly achieve a lot. So it's impossible to really say that this is something that you can attain and this you can't attain by the power of thought. There's no real distinction between what I can or can't achieve by the power of thought. Seemingly, I can achieve it all. The only question is everything that I'm doing meant to benefit myself, or is it meant to benefit others and everything else, and even that general force? Is this correct? Yeah? This is why you're saying that man's power of thought is unlimited, that he can attain everything. Yeah? It reminds me, like, you're driving, and you took a wrong turn, and you do a U-turn, and you go the other way. Meaning, it doesn't depend on where you actually want to go, but I don't know how to explain it, but it depends on the it doesn't depend on the achievement itself, but only the direction in which, more correctly put, attitude toward what? Toward reality. It doesn't depend on what you want, but how do you want to achieve it? How do you want to attain it? If you want to attain it by love, then love opens the horizons for you, and you really see what's worthwhile achieving. So it's not that every whim that I get now I'm going to activate my power thought in order to get it, but it's in regard to goals that are really synchronized. Let's make sure that first of all we have the power of good thoughts and love towards everyone, and then really new jobs will open up for us, like he's dreaming about or something else. Everything will open up. We'll truly know what's to our own benefit. Last question. The power of thought. Is it something that only really smart people can work with, or they have to be sensitive, or what exactly do they have to be? Do you need a certain IQ, or do you need certain characteristics? Who can work with the power of thought? Everyone. And if they're not smart, I said anyone. But it's the power of thought. If he's not that smart from birth, the thought isn't comprised in our mind. So where is it comprised or processed? The processing of this thought happens above us. Because I'm acting outside of myself and love another as thyself, from myself outwards, and then I grasp this correct thought, and in general, all thoughts from above, from the universe, from what's outside of us. And in general, also our egoistic thoughts, we get them from outside of ourselves. There's nothing in our brain. Our brain is just a box that perceives, grasps what's outside of us. And you can ask scientists. They'll tell you. The brain is like a receiver that perceives thoughts. And this is why you're saying that if I want to activate the power of thought, I have to be in an environment that will direct me towards the correct power of thought? Yes. Because we absorb our thoughts from each other? Yes. So if I'm surrounded by people that are directed towards love another as thyself, then this will also allow my particular power of thought to grow. Yes. Dr. Lightman, what should we think about? What should we take from this show? Think about a good environment that can direct you towards the correct thoughts by which you will change all of reality. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.